Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again as we go into the Word of God. And for this week, God has laid on my heart for us to take a journey through God's Word in an attempt to understand, with the Holy Spirit's help, a little more understanding and clarity of the seven spirits of God. And we're going to be taking a journey through a lot of scriptural references, and I trust that it will be a blessing to you. But before we begin, let's ask the Lord's strength and help and blessing upon our lives. Father, I thank you for those who are regular listeners. They've listened faithfully for years, some for decades. And Lord, there may be some that are relatively new listeners or perhaps joining us for the first time. Lord, you know our hearts. There's nothing that is hid from you. You compass our path. You're acquainted with all of our ways. So, Father, I'm asking that you would grant comfort and strength and wisdom to those who are going through special trials. Lord, we need your wisdom at every time, every moment of our day. Not just in the critical times, not just in times of great testing, but Lord, every day we need your wisdom. And so, Father, we're asking that you will minister to those who are hurting, those who need your intervention, Father, in circumstances in their lives. Father, I thank you. You've not given us a spirit of fear. I rebuke fear in all of its forms, including stress and anxiety. And Lord, I thank you for a peace and a strength and a confidence and a faith to know that you are with us and that you will never allow us to be tested above which we are able. So, Father, thank you now for new strength and faith arising in the hearts of your people. And Lord, open up a knowledge of your word to our hearts, Father. Lord, we don't want to be just hearers of the word. We want to be doers, but we need the help of the Holy Spirit to understand those great treasures that are hidden in your word. Only the Spirit of God can give us that revelation and understanding. So we ask that you grant all this, Father, in Jesus' name, according to your riches and glory, which are unlimited, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, as I shared, we're going to be ministering on the seven spirits of God. And let's begin in that most glorious of books. It's glorious because it's the end of the book, and we understand as God's people that we win. Jesus wins. That's we win because Jesus has won. And let's begin by reading a portion from the very first chapter. And let's begin at verse 4. This book was written by the Apostle John. He was in exile on the island of Patmos, and he had an experience in the Lord. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and so he, in obedience to God, he wrote this, and this is the greeting. He says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, those three verses are just the greeting. And various scholars have said, well, these particular messages to the seven churches were historical periods of time. And however one chooses to interpret it, we can say that there's not a single individual in the Bible, any character that's mentioned that we cannot learn from, whether they were good or evil, learning what we should do or what we should not do. And so we see here that as John extends this greeting, he is speaking, really giving greetings from the actually, he's giving a greeting from the Trinity. Look at that. He's talking about grace to you from He who was, from He which is, which was, and which is to come. That is the everlasting God. That is Almighty Father, the Creator of all things. And from the seven spirits which are before the throne, that's obviously the Holy Spirit, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and prince of the kings of the earth. That's us, beloved, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I just had to read again. That is just such beautiful words. And what do we see here? We see that John is introducing a revelation that he received, and we want to concentrate. It's the book of Revelation. We're not going to be focusing on that, but we're talking about the seven spirits of God and making it applicable, those principles, those truths, to our own lives. Now, in the third chapter of Revelation, he is speaking. This is now actually Jesus speaking to the church in Sardis. And he speaks, well, let me just read it. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. So he is speaking to them, and he is saying he has the seven spirits of God. Well, in Revelation, it's very clear. He explains what he means by stars, what he means by angels. Actually, the stars are the angels. They are ministers or messengers. And the seven spirits, that is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which was necessary then as now for the reviving work of the Spirit of God, necessary for revival. The Holy Spirit works through ministry, and obviously ministry is not effective without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. All of the ministry that God has given to his people, not just what we say at the public ministries, the evangelists, the pastor, the teachers, but every single child of God, it says he hath made us kings and priests. We have, brother, sister, you have a high calling, a holy calling, and we need to understand the tremendous power, the wonderful gift we have been given when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost to those first disciples, and how the Holy Spirit has come to be with us, to empower us, to enable us to live, especially in the times in which we are living. The times are growing ever darker. And beloved, if there's ever a time, we need to embrace all the fullness of the Holy Spirit, what he has come to do, why he has been given to us. It is the hour in which we are now living. Now, in Revelation 4 and 5, I'm going to be jumping around various throughout the Word of God, and it says, out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. And so the seven spirits, the Holy Spirit is likened to a lampstand burning with fire. And of course, we know that's one of the emblems or symbols, if you will, scripturally, of the Holy Spirit. Fire. Remember on that first day of Pentecost, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it appeared there were tongues of fire seated upon the heads of those who were present in the upper room. So the Holy Spirit is the cleansing, purifying agent that is working in the lives of God's people, and he is working, he has a specific purpose to transform us, beloved, from vessels of clay, which our physical bodies are, into kings and priests and rulers of our God. As this, what a high calling. Every one of us who have ears to hear are being raised up for a mighty work. We're all different. We all have different kinds of ministry, but we're all part of the body of Christ, and we're all joined together. Praise God. Now, let me read while we're still in Revelation. Let's go to the fifth chapter, and I want to read verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Horns in Scripture represent power, eyes represent wisdom. And of course, He is the Lord. He has perfect wisdom to understand everything. He is full, complete, and fullness of knowledge. He has omniscience. He knows everything in heaven and in earth. And I like to refer to Zechariah 4:10. It speaks about the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. What are the seven? They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, just as a closing scripture, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Praise God. So, beloved, this is a wonderfully exciting subject, the Holy Spirit. He has been given. He is with us. He dwells within us, you and me, if we've accepted Jesus. So I invite you to tune in for the remainder of the broadcast this week. If any time you miss or like to rehear, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you may click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But for now, I will bring this broadcast to a close, as always, with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address. I will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. But if you would like a personal response, I invite you to share that mailing address, never to be shared. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your prayer support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.